Well, unfortunately, former President Jimmy Carter was 98 years of age, has gone into hospice care. And I thought it was time to maybe reflect a little bit on the former President Jimmy Carter, who again was the 39th president of the United States, former senator, former governor of the state of Georgia from 71 to 75. How has he perceived his legacy, accomplishments in office? With us this morning is Dr. John Green, professor of political science, Bliss Institute for Political Education at the University of Akron. And John, how do you look at the former president, Jimmy Carter?
Well, you know, there are two ways to look at Jimmy Carter's career. The first is his political career, which the peak of which was becoming the president of the United States, of course, and then his post-presidential career. And, of course, President Carter was one of a number of presidents in recent times that only served one term. You know, Lyndon Johnson bowed out in 1968. You know, of course, Carter was defeated in 1980. But he himself had defeated Gerald Ford in 1976. And then, of course, to more recent times, the first President Bush, George H. Bush, and Donald Trump, of course, each only served one term. And, you know, at the time, of course, when Carter was defeated by Ronald Reagan, he wasn't particularly popular. I do think, however, that in retrospect, as often happens, a lot of people see a lot of positive things in the Carter administration, his focus on human rights, his efforts to get some peace between Israel and the Palestinians in the Middle East. And also, you know, he was some early recognition of some of the energy problems we face around the world. But I think Jimmy Carter will remember for perhaps having the greatest second act of our presidents. His post-presidential activities were truly extraordinary, you know, down until just recently. And, you know, many of our former presidents have provided service beyond the White House. But Carter's really something special.
I agree. And with us is Dr. John Green from the University of Akron. And John, if you go back to his presidency, let's go back to there. As soon as he gets into office, the energy crisis hits full swing. You've got the Cold War going with Russia and the United States, and then you have the hostage crisis. He had his plate. I'm not saying that presidents don't have their plates full when they move into office, but here comes Jimmy Carter in, and all this is right in front of him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was just an extraordinary set of crises that all worked together. So you had domestic problems. Of course, the energy crisis had enormous impact on the economy. But on the other hand, you also had these problems with Iran and also with the Soviet Union. It was during his time that with the invasion of Afghanistan was set off a train of events, you know, that we're still living with down till today. You know, and I think at the time, there's a lot of criticism of President Carter, and perhaps appropriately so. But in retrospect, as we can look back through the lens of numerous crises, his management looks really pretty good in that context. I mean, these were really extremely difficult decisions he had to make. In a time of great global change, you know, his name has been coming up, that is, Jimmy Carter's name has been coming up a lot recently because many people perceive that we're in a similar moment of global change. And, of course, at this moment, President Biden is the person that has to manage all those crises. And from the perspective of today, he's not all that popular. But, you know, I think he's doing a lot of the same things that previous presidents have done to manage this instability.
Maybe one of the most controversial acts that he had was right in the first, 30 or 60 days of his presidency, is that he pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders. That raised a lot of eyebrows, but he stood fast and used that pen to paper right away.
You know, I think that's right. I mean, Jimmy Carter came into office where there were a series of great controversies. Part of it was the Vietnam War that had just wound down. Also, there was the issue of Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal and his resignation. And then, of course, there was the continuing problems with the People's Republic of China. And in addition to pardoning draft evaders, Carter also established diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China, you know, which was and solidified an ongoing relationship, which was, of course, enormously controversial at the time as well.
looking at the legacy of the former president, Jimmy Carter. He has gone into hospice care. And, you know, John, if you go back to the mid-70s, a lot of people would say, oh, we got a peanut farmer in the White House now. But Jimmy Carter really had a career post-presidency, but also before. U.S. Naval Academy, he was on the submarines, he served in the U.S. Navy.
That's right, and really quite an accomplished man. He was a really good example of how people can, have a career that maybe was with great accomplishments, but not necessarily recognized, and still be able to rise to the level of the presidency and use some of those skills to the service of the country. You know, one of the things that was controversial about Carter was he wasn't shy about his religion. A lot of people in the country were introduced to the term born again when Jimmy Carter told people he was a born again, an evangelical Christian at that point, a Southern Baptist. And he did really wear his faith on his sleeve. He was not ashamed about it. Not everybody agreed with him, but I think there was a kind of integrity about him that was perhaps overlooked at the time, but is really admired today.
With us is Dr. John Green from the University of Akron, reflecting a little bit on the legacy of the former president, Jimmy Carter. And John, you mentioned post-presidency, and like you mentioned, a second act. He's been a whale of an ambassador the last 20 years. When things have gotten tight sometimes, he and the United States have used his calmness to go into some rough waters.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he turned out to be a terrific diplomat. If you think of the areas where he had positive influence, working with North Korea, activities in the Middle East, work with the former Soviet Union and, in these days, the nation of Russia, just a lot of good work. If you think about the important changes that occurred in South Africa with Nelson Mandela and the dismantling of apartheid, is an extraordinary role. And Carter, when he left the White House, he said, I'm going to be very careful about criticizing the people who follow me, beginning with Ronald Reagan, but extending down to the day, because, I sat in the chair. I know what it's like. But, he didn't really criticize his successors, but he often provided advice and some really prescient analysis of the world situation.
39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter in hospice care, looking at his legacy with Dr. John Green from the University of Akron. Hey, John, always appreciate the time you have with the visits. But before I let you go, I don't want to compare the two, but President Joe Biden right now, I think, sometimes gets stereotyped as old Sleepy Joe and that type of thing, too. Jimmy Carter was stereotyped when he was in the presidency. But Joe really, with his work with NATO, international relations, and just this week in the Ukraine and such, President Biden has had a quiet impact on the global political arena, where some people may push him aside in the corner and call him Sleepy Joe. I think just the opposite. I think he's been some strength through some rough waters for us the last couple of years.
Well, I think you're right. I think that the experience that Joe Biden had in foreign policy is serving the country well. And the thing is, in the rough and tumble of the daily news, the quiet diplomacy, the building of relationships, the furthering of national interest is often overlooked, because we see, the momentary issues of controversy and criticism. But I do think that Joe Biden has brought some stability to international relations that I think maybe will be more appreciated a few years from now than today.
Just like we are with the former president, Jimmy Carter, as you mentioned just a couple of moments ago. John, great visit again, my friend. Thank you for making time for us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Dr. John Green, professor of political science, University of Akron, one of our political analysts here on the Ray Horner Morning Show, 93.5, 1590 WAKR.